spoke to you. This is the simple meaning of this. But there are so hidden things in this. So try to test them. That's today's finishing. Try to remember and try to enter in these Lapushanjali and all these things. By sadhana, chanting more with very feeling, mood, then any day they will have mercy and automatically it will be there. Then all these things will not disturb, and automatically all these things will come. Always read, always sing like these things. Radha Krishna Pranamor, you know this? Any other thing?
Can you sing it? Can you sing it now?
Radha
Krishna Pranamor.
You should sing. My, this is not sweet.
Very sweet. Very famous.
So,
now where we can sing it in your melody whenever you want.
And Sirup Manjari Pada, say more Sampad, say more Bhajana Puja. And singing, eyes closed, sing the scene, and heart is coming through eyes. When a day will come like this, no worldly sin, nothing can enter in heart. That this will be. You have seen what she is doing, painting? Don't show. That thing is of my heart. And if you have stolen it in that thing. Very good.
One technical question. This Ikadashi which is coming for Varaha Day.
Dutta, hold this. Or is the next day a Mahan on 3rd February, there is Bhami Ekadashi. On 3rd February, Bhami Ekadashi, and combined Barat Dwadashi Upavas on that day. And next day, 4th February, on Dwadashi, Param. And after that, Nityananda, Priyadu, Gapping Monday. And that is why they have taken Paran on 4th. On 4th. If they are not doing so, then 4th and 5th both becomes Upavas.
Fasting.
So, 3rd, Ekadashi and And for Dvadasi Upavas also, Bara Dvadasi, on third, and fourth taking something, and then Nityananda. Every year that sum becomes
different.
Little different.
And Lord Nityananda's fasting is still the moonrise in the evening?
Moonrise?
When is Parayana? When is Parayana?
Parayana?
Done.
Oh. On 6th, within 10, we will take part.
So all the fasting?
Hmm?
All the fasting?
Nityananda? Yes. Fasting also. He can take, if anyone can take something, fruit, they can take, otherwise fast. In evening they can take. You have asked question about Chaitanya Chaitanya. That is about Advaita Chat and Mahaprabhu. Advaita Chat, in the last Anta Lila, Advaita Chat has sent some Prahelika
message
to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Jagadananda and has told that Aul kahila baul ke, bajare nabe ke chavu. Baul ke kahiyo, bajare nabe ke chavu. Baul ke kahiyo, nahi kaje aul. Ab baul ke kahila, kahiyo. Kahiya Chhe Baul. Three things. He has told four lines. First,
what first number is that?
In Anta,
19th
chapter, 20, 21, Two prayer. Yes, first is that Baul ke kahi ha loke nap lok hoi da Baul. This meaning is that Baul means mad. Mad means unmad, unmad grast. Unmat grast is the symptom of anubhav. No? At that time, his mind is not in control. That is called mad or unmat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Baul, unmat grast. And Advaita Acharya, who is sending the message, is also Unmat Grasta.
Manabaul.
Here, she is writing? You are writing? Here, Unmat means that he has drunk so much Krishna Prem that he is out of his senses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? He has drunk Radha Prem. All drinks Krishna Prem. But he has drunk Radha Prem. And that prem is up to Mahabhav, Rudbhav, Adirud, Madan, Modan, up to last stage. And he is in the bhav, mood of Radhika. Advaita Charya is Sadashiv. He is one of the most friend or bhakta.
Intimate
friend of Krishna. But yet, he drinks Krishna rasa and always unmatta in Krishna prem. When he came first to make a platform for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw that whole world in upset, no bhakti, no worship of Tulasi, no Harinam chanting, all are engaged in material happiness. All were criticizing Vaishnavas at that time. Whole Taka Prasati, wealth, they are spending in material entertainment, drinking and eating, doing everything. Advaita Acharya did austerity, meaning aradhana, to Krishna with tulsi and Ganges water. And he called loudly. At that time, Krishna throne became
trembling.
And then he told that I am coming just now. It was not my time of coming, but yet I am, by hearing your prayer, I am just coming. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And did this to be tested Krishna Prem and tested Krishna, Radha Prem. Radhaya Pranayamaha Mahimaha Kidrusho Vaneva. This he tested himself and anarthat charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitvam unnat ujjala rasaṃsa bhakti siyam. This unnat ujjala rasa and that sri, that is Manjari Bhav, Gopi Bhav, he gave to the persons who are not already qualified, but yet he gave qualification and Krishna Prem both. What to tell men, he gave it to all this. He did it for about 24 years. And after that, after giving, he was testing it in Gambhira. So many Rath Yatra went on. All Gaudiya Vaishnava with Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya and all others used to come yearly. And in association 4 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. At last, 1 year, Advaita Acharya could not come. He sent a message to Jagadananda that Baul ke kahiya lok hai da Baul. Tell that Unmadi, Radha Prem, Vigraha Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I called him. And that work is fulfilled. So Pandanabha Prabhu has come to give frame, and it is finished in market. There is no need of now rice. Hate na pikaya chawul. Here chawul means rice. Rice means yat prem, Krishna prem. Now there is no one demand of rice in market, because whole market is
full of
rice. There is none to take it. So here rice means Krishna prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Nityananda Prabhu wholesale, and he gave it to very good and big Vyavsai merchants, that is Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Narhari Sarkar and all others, Rup Sanatan and all, and they are giving to second class merchants, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and likewise, and they are giving to all others. And they are given to others. Now whole jeeva are satisfied. There are none to take. Actually that happened. All took Krishna pain. Those who has some sanskar from last birth and in this birth, all has been given. So Hate na bikaya chawul, there is no want of
demand of
rice. All are satisfied. Baul ke kahiya kaje nahi ko aul. We are merchants and you are more Krishna prem. You have given them all. No? So whole day will have to sit idle. Keeping rice so much and whole day not even one
customer
comes, because all have been fulfilled. So whole day we have no work to do. So I pray that I have called you. So now I am telling you that Baul ke kahi ha, yaha kahi ache Baul. Here Aul means kaje nahi ka Aul. Aul, Akul. There is, this word is of Bangla, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forefathers were living. Chattagaon. They don't tell ka. They make it silent. And for this they use a. A. So, aul means u, a, u, a, ku, la. So here, kaje nahik aul, we have no duty now, we are no best. Best means
no hobby.
But if a man is engaged whole day,
he is very worried.
Always, but busy, always busy.
Preoccupied.
But now they have no work. To vajan? Vajan? To for waiting or anything giving. So we are sitting idle. So no use of you if you are living. So I have called you and now I am
sending.
Sending you. So there is no use of living. That so much work in that Golok Vrindavan, so you should return. This is the whole purpose of these four lines. Here, Jagadanand told, he began to laugh. He could not understand. So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, laughing, that what is the purpose of these four lines? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, nothing but Chaitanya, Advaitacharya is a very great priest and he is so good devotee. He knows how to do archan. And after archan, before archan, how to call a deity and how to worship deity. And after worshipping deity, sending away. He knows everything. So, I don't know any meaning. I have told only this. But he is so learned person, I cannot tell his heart's view, mood. But yet, in other ways, he has expressed whole thing. Raya Ramana, Sarup Damodar was standing there. He also laughed, not laughed, laughed in way of crying, weeping. There are two kinds of laughing. One
in great pleasure, one in lamenting.
Lamenting, and other is in
pleasure.
So here in lamenting, weeping he told, and he knew that अरे वहाँ पर कुछ है कि ऐसे ही बैठ गई. He thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got message from Advaitacharya that he wants to send me in Golok Vrindavan. And he became so sad. And from at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mood was
transformed.
And he became so much unmatta, always crying, weeping,
rubbing
nose, and so many ways. He could not know that who I am. And after that, he one day went to Gopinath. And weeping, and ha Gopinath, he entered the room, and immersed himself in that beating. All were searching and weeping and crying. After some time, Sarup Damodar left the world, Radharpan left the world, and all pramukh, important person, all the one by one went away. Raghunath Das Goswami could not live in Puri because thousands and lakhs of serpents used to bite him, and at last he determined to come to Govardhan and to sell his body. Sarup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami embraced him and they
consoled him.
Not by suicide anyone can have Krishna, but by practicing, and practicing one can have Krishna. Supreme Self. At last he obeyed him and lived in Radhapur. But after passing away Rup Sanatana, he became again mad. And he could not live more, and after some time he also went to his Prabhu.
heard the bird.
Huh?
When Mahaprabhu heard this message, he became sad. Why did he become sad?
Because he was involved in Narlila. There he will have to go until involved in perhaps involved in Aishwarya also, are here keeping all these persons associates. There is also associate, but yet when I was living from here to Puri, I was lamenting for these persons, and when I was coming, I began to lament for them, Farsi, for all other persons, no? So it is nature of Narlila that for so many times he has spent the time, and he was so weeping, and now he is left living Gadadhar Pandit and all associates. So
he's going there also.
When he will go, he will...
They're also there.
But yet, there are something extraordinary here also.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then goes back to the Goloka, then is there Puri there, or is all Navadvip Lila?
No, Deep Lila. In all Deep Lila, there are some sectors. Sectors means the coast. As Dwarka, Mathura, all are in there.
Can he taste the same mood? And that we realize in Gambhira.
It is Nitya Lila. Jagai, Madhai and all others are Namitik Lila. But these Lila are Nitya Lila. Because he has thought it in Vrindavan. It is all called Golok, but yet there are some differences in Golok, Gokul, no Vrindavan and Svetadi. We'll know afterwards by sadhana and bhajan. Perhaps you will go first and tell me and arrange also for me.
I'm waiting for you to come up to take me.
That Pushman will. What time? What is law?
55.
Is it some 55? Is it 6?
What I have told?
You were explaining the what made a good day. When Shyamala came, then you explained her position, the relationship to Siddhanta Radhika. And that if something happens to indicate that Krishna, God and Krishna will be there or be together and they'll be in service, then that made for a good day.
This is law 55. Rishi Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, is praying Srimati Radhika that when she will give
the seva, service of the thief. Actually, this service is of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari has a special affection for Rupa Manjari, that is, Tulsi Manjari. So, in last slope, Kheli Kalpa, here she is sleeping on Kheli Kalpa. And Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari was doing service of Pad Sevan of Srimati Radhika. But hence she saw that Raghunath Das Goswami, that is, Rupa Manjari has come. Then he called by his eyes and gave it to Prasadi Seva. Prasadi Seva, you know?
Remnant service.
And told that, this is my best service, I am giving to you. And that she get to Rupa Manjari. And she began to softly, gently message her lotus or kamal hands. Here Manogya Hriday, Manogya Hriday Mane?
Attracted to Krishna's heart. Attracted to Krishna's heart.
Manogya, Manogya. Srimati Radhika, Gya Mane knows the heart of any kinkari. Those who can understand the feelings and modes of heart of anyman is called Manogya. By Sanskrit Dirabhishesh. So here he is telling Manogya and Oradike, you know my every move and everything of my heart. So you are Manogya. What I want? What she wants? She wants to serve your lotus feet. What is the speciality of that lotus feet? That Krishna has also interior motive to serve these lotus feet. Srimati orders for Krishna that, oh, come on and message my feet and decorate my feet. So Krishna, with his all love, affection from her, of her, he takes the feet. When he is telling all remembrance of past times is coming to Rupa Manjari. No? Rupa Manjari. And in eyes he is seeing all the sins that Krishna is messaging and doing service to these lotus feet. So how I am fortunate to have the service of these lotus feet. And Srimati Radhika herself gives orders to. When he gives orders, when Krishna is almost all controlled, then that is Swadhin Bhaktika. So she is praying that, O Srimati Radhika, may I be able to serve your that lotus feet, which Krishna
touch that lotus feet. And he keeps it that reddish red color, that is altar, and keeps sometimes here and sometimes on here. So may I have this in my laps, and I will do sarp of this feast which Rukmanjari has given me as a prasadi. Manogya means also very, very manohar. Very beautiful. Manohar. All words, Sanskrit words have deep meanings and very related terms. So here, Manogya, Srimati Radhika is beautiful from his heart. How he loves Krishna best, because he is such a patri. Patri means?
Qualification.
That madan and modan he has in his heart. That is why he loves Krishna so lovely. He takes three times bath, first, second, third. His all these body's parts are made of Krishna prem. No? Krishna prem, everything. He first takes bath of prana, karunya. Karunya means? When the girls are in less age, at about 12, that is called Vayasandhi. They are from Pauganda, they are entering in Vayasandhi. And after that, three is are there. Pratham, Madhya, and Purna. Srimati has passed Vayasandhi and passing first stage. And he has reached to Madhya, not Purna, but going to Purna. So every age has come. And at that time, about to Purvarag, she never sees like this. Always wearing Lajja Shati. Shaming. And the shaming is the sati. Sati means?
Cloth.
Cloth means but langa. Langa, you know?
Yeah.
And this? Shamrang. Raghunath Das Goswami has varnan kiya hai, bahut achhi tarah se.
Described
fully in his books. What are the ornaments? Not these ornaments. So many sattvic bhav, vyabhichari bhav, anubhav, these are alankar of Srimati Radhika. Abharan, there are tilak, alankar, and all are abharan. We are not these things. See, Karna Bhushan is to hear Krishna Katha. No? Krishna Katha, you know? Krishna Katha, and all other things. So Srimati Radhika is Manogya. From top to bottom, from inner to upper,
everything is so Manogya Manohara. Manohara means attractive to mind, heart. For what? For what? Krishna Manogya. He can take the heart of Krishna. So says Manogya. So Raghunath Goswami is remembering the whole shape of Srimati Radhika and praying to give her that kind of service. Krishna is not there. She was closing her eyes. And was sleeping on the bed. And she was dreaming. And in dream, at once, naughty Krishna came. And took up her mouth in his hand. Then Radhika told no. And then she woke Srimati Radhika. When Radhika awake, she saw that no Krishna here at all and began to cry and lament. At the same time, Raghunath Goswami was in his deep inner senses and seeing all these things. At once it was stopped and he saw that where is the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in my lap. He saw that no feet, nothing, and began to cry and loudly, and he is praying Srimati Radhika. What I have seen, please, again you should give me that. And praying in this way. This is the explanation of 55. Thus, keep it in heart, try to develop your heart and try to do bhajan and serve your Gurudev. There are so many things hidden behind that it cannot be told to others. So you should try to serve and remember all this. When you will be in upper state, something more can be told and given. You should start from Mayapur to gain all these things what you have heard here. Tell Mahaprabhu to give their in heart.
You want to speak to us?
The other day, when I asked you if you could share some of your feelings about the painting, about the scene, you said, I will tell you later. Is this a good time? Because whatever you can tell me, it may come in my heart a little bit and then I can bring it out.
About scene?
About that past
time. I have not told you that?
Different things at different times, you've mentioned.
I'm taking the view of Jayadeva Goswami and Roop and Sanatana. See, Jayadeva Goswami has told about this something. And from very far away, he has told it from very far away.
I swear you.
And Roop Sanatana, Roop and Raghunath Goswami, standing as a shadow, from outside seeing actual that scenery and everything what Radhika, Srimati Radhika tested, them all more tested.
How can they taste more than Radhika since she's the highest?
She's the highest, but they are also their kinkari. Not more than, but like that.
when it says more than, that means
not
but
more,
almost,
but yet,
almost as much as her.
Just quality.
They are the special things. They will test more than Lalita and Vishakha this thing.
Hmm.
They are Yutheshwari, Lalita Vishakha. Equal to Radhika. But they can go to Radha and Krishna when they are meeting and they are sleeping on a bed. No hesitation and nothing. And they will call.
Maharaj, I was reading Radha Rasa Sudha Niti. Sri Patra Udananda is he is Tunga Vidya. And he's expressing in this book so much kinkari mood. How is this? He also has kinkari mood. Prabodhananda is Tunga Vidya. So Yutheshwari, right? So how is it that he can express so good this kinkari mood?
He has expressed and all the Yutheshwaris, Lalita Vishakha, Dari. Guru. Dari. 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 Dari.